am I going to do an après pod? Yeah, I certainly am.
I've just invented a new phrase.
Roger, overall, we have a habit after every single podcast of immediately, before we have had time to breathe, reviewing it. And it's always me who says to you, how did it go? And I'm going to carry on in that vein. No. Off you go. Tell me, how did it go this week, Roger?
I think after a... we rushed the start, so we re-recorded the start, didn't we? Let's be honest there. We re-recorded the start because we were... And it was my fault.
And what's wrong with rushing the start anyway, Roger? So big deal. Have you got some notion in your head about...
You welcome your guests in and you calm them down and you say, have a seat. And you don't grab them by the scruff of the neck and say, right, we're straight into this.
Do you know what I think? I think our guests for this podcast are divided into people who would like to be taken by the scruff of the neck and hurried into the content, and those who would like to be gently welcomed in, right? I actually think people are different, that not everybody actually likes to be treated the same way.
I absolutely agree. I totally agree.
Now, I'm delighted that we've recorded two starts to the podcast and we can outsource the decision to the wonderful Mark Cotton, who can decide which one he thinks, because he has exquisite timing. Sorry, back to today.
He does have exquisite timing.
But well, here comes the tea. Thank you so much. You're great. Pop it down there anywhere you like. So how did it go? Roger is holding the jam, the lady is bringing us a cup of tea to recover from the exertion of talking for 39 minutes.
How do you think it went? I think after the rush start, we actually got into a really good swing. There was a lot there. You had some particularly pertinent things to say.
He flatters to deceive.
Well, no, it's true.
Did I? Tell me something I said. What did I say that was pertinent?
If I go through a podcast and at the end of it I think, oh, I've actually learned something, which is, you know, if I haven't learned something at the end of these podcasts, it's a great disappointment, and so far I always have. I'm not going to learn anything from me because I'm not going to express a thought I haven't somehow had before. So the best source of learning for me is what you say. And the day you stop teaching me things is the day you're fired, all right?
Well, you know, the funny thing is that I keep discovering myself saying things that I've never heard myself say before, Roger. So I don't know whether we've just discovered a real difference in our personalities, actually. It may be that... Is it true that you actually think that anything that comes out of your mouth, you've already experienced it before?
I've certainly internalised it because it's obviously something that's been going around.
You're an introvert. That's it.
So I think that's the difference, isn't it? What happens is you find a form of expression or putting into words of something that's been in your mind. And that for me is a great benefit of doing these podcasts, because I hear myself saying things, which brings clarity, not necessarily originality, but clarity to thoughts in my mind. But the real original thinking for me in this podcast, from my perspective, comes from you, because I'm hearing things that are new to me. So, for instance, what did you pick up on? So actually, you picked up on something that I said, and I haven't actually really... Again, it's something I'd had in my mind, then verbalised, and then you picked up on it.
So you went off in your tenor sax in a certain direction.
And you riffed on it.
And I riffed on it. What? I can't even remember what this was.
I am you.
Ah, yeah.
Because then what did you say? Because I have this thought, which I've already had.
Which you built up to, I have to say, you with a little crescendo, gets to I am you.
Exactly. I have this thought, I am you. That is my expressed thought that's going on in my mind that is not original to me because I've already had it. So... me saying it doesn't bring me any further. And then what did you do?
I said, we are us.
Exactly.
The poet in me, of course, takes a line like, I am you, and says to himself, "What? How the hell do you follow that?" So I thought, right, okay, I am you. And of course it did, and people will have to listen to the podcast when it's published on Friday to understand the context. But we got to, we are us. And actually, thank you for reminding me. I have to say I'm kind of proud of that. I did not know where it... I mean, all this whole thing about, you know, change. There's all this thing about change. How does change happen, right? how do you actually get, how does change happen in history, right, is a huge interest I have anyway, right? So I don't believe in the great man theory of history or the great woman theory of history that says, you know, I believe Abraham Lincoln was successful because Abraham Lincoln managed to build a, to express and build a movement, right? And by the way, apropos of our conversation, Abraham Lincoln used to suffer with bouts of severe depression.
Did he?
Do you know when he got one of his most severe bouts of depression?
Well, just simply by the way of the your structuring the question, you'd almost say when the American Civil War ended.
No, not the one I'm thinking of. It may have actually. Don't get me wrong. I haven't read. There is a book about Abraham Lincoln's mental health. No, the point about it is that on the day that Abraham Lincoln was successful at winning his party's nomination for the presidency, after the convention, just as it ended, he spiraled into complete black dog.
Wow.
And there he was, having succeeded, and he was absolutely under, you know, with it, right? He couldn't actually drag himself into being enthusiastic. And he'd worked the bloody hard to get that nomination against a huge amount of alternative, and he was a kind of outsider, if you like, in the stakes, right?
Fear of success?
He had a tendency. No, I cannot remember the details. There's a book, and I've only skimmed over part of the book about Abraham Lincoln and depression. So, I mean, this whole podcast, you know, here we are talking about Abraham Lincoln, Chris Brogan's depression. My depression came into the conversation. You have experienced bouts where you have felt defeated. I won't put a label on them, but I know it for a fact.
Absolutely.
That there have been days when you have met, we have met each other, and you have actually said, and I always love the way you have said it, which is, you know, these are not your words, but, you know, I am defeated, right? I have, you know, it's over, Paul, almost, you know, that's going too far, but...
You make me sound suicidal.
Look. If my child was trying to cross the floor as a youngster and fell down 6 times and ran out of energy and didn't have the energy for getting up anymore and in effect through her body language said, it's over, I can't do it, the last thing that would cross my mind would be that she would feel suicidal. Yeah. The main thing that would cross my mind is, yes, you need to go to bed now. And tomorrow you can go again, right?
What is
it about adults that they think that, you know, that we, I mean, I'm only just teasing you in relation to this, that we go from, you know, oh, God, it won't work. And instead of saying, I need to go and rest, we go into, woe is me. You know, the end is nigh.
It's an interest. Well, I think we, as adults, we don't respect our own
health.
You
should put that tea bag that you've taken out of the teapot there. You should put it down.
Why?
On this plate, because I'm offering you a place to put it.
Okay.
Were you actually happy wiggling it?
I was. I'm trying to get as much juice out of it.
See, I completely misinterpreted what you were doing. I thought you were actually drying it off. so that you could get rid of it.
We'll have to take a photograph of said tea bag.
And then I thought he's got nowhere to put it.
I like my tea relatively. I like to taste the flavour of my tea.
Did you feel you needed tea during the podcast? Would you have welcomed a hot cup of tea during the podcast?
Yeah, possibly, because the my cappuccino was. Was lukewarm.
See, I've been told I can't eat toast during the podcast, which is a very big disappointment to me, of course. So I'm now eating a scone because the scones are much less crunchy than toast.
That producer, Mark Cotton, that producer of ours.
Oh, he's
like,
vicious.
He's vicious. Yes.
Oh, he's a tough piece of cookie, you know. I mean, these edicts that he sends down, you know.
No toast.
No more glottal stops and fricatives during the conversation. Did you get that email from him?
I didn't. I'm waiting for the... If you do have to breathe during a podcast, can you do it quietly? no, this is... Actually, just in case anybody gets the wrong impression, Mark is a godsend to us, quite honestly.
Stop being nice about him. God's sake, he won't like you. He won't thank you for saying things like that about him. You know that?
Okay.
No. He's a very, he's dead into bloody quality. That's the problem. You see, he's absolutely dedicated to getting the Business Jazz podcast to sound as good as it possibly can.
He is, and do you think that's one of the reasons why somebody already wants to nominate the podcast for a podcasting award?
I think the person who should get nominated for a podcasting award is our producer, right?
I think.
Now, by the way, back to this topic. Any other reflections are based upon today, Roger?
I love the location, but it was freezing today because the fire wasn't set. Now, this isn't a criticism. I mean, why would they set the fire for us?
So that we'd be warm. That's why they would set the fire for us. Sorry, can I just offer you, in case you're missing the obvious point.
Maybe they're trying to send us a signal.
No, they have people coming in here for lunch in a few minutes. And actually, I think what I really want to go is to tell them that we've stopped recording. Hang on, you talk to that while I tell them, by the way, that we're not...
Say all kinds of things in your absence.
You keep talking. Do a little review.
Do a little review. So more review of the podcast. Well, I think we are nicely slipping into a pattern, to be honest with you, dear listener, of podcasting. Podcasting with two people is a little bit of an art form because there is a lot of give and take. And I have a little bit of experience of podcasting with other people, and dynamics are very important. You don't want one person to be overwhelming, to dominate the podcast, for instance. So you need that to and fro. And I've previously podcast with two other people, so that three people representing. And it was a great worry to us that one of the people wasn't being heard as much as two others. So that is a concern, but I think we have reached a point where that's working really well.
I was actually a bit bothered about whether I did too much talking this week. Did you get heard enough?
I don't know. Well,
I think
there's a difference here between the previous podcast that I did, which was really a bit of fun, and three photographers chewing over the week's news. This podcast is different. This podcast is genuinely intended to help people, is our ambition. I mean, we're not doing this because we think it'll raise our profile. We're not doing this because we think we're fantastic. But the fundamental...
No, I'm doing it because I love it, yeah. Right? If it helps people as well, that's fabulous. But I love having conversations about the things we're talking about. I'm actually, have to own up, God, maybe this is a terrible confession, but I'm actually doing this because I love it, right?
Mm.
I also want to help people. I love helping people, by the way.
Well, that's probably...
I do love doing it.
But basically what it boils down to then is that if somebody is making an extraordinarily good point, then you can't legislate a 50-50 airtime on that basis. You have to let the point be made. And if it's a good point and it takes up 20 minutes of the podcast, then it's a good point that took up 20 minutes of the podcast.
You know, all of your points are good, Roger, I have to say. As far as I'm concerned, all of your points are good, even your bad points.
that's what's known as a backhanded compliment, isn't it?
It's actually directly related to the podcast we've just done.
Oh, no.
Because, was it Nietzsche who wrote Beyond Good and Evil? It was. Sorry, I'm just remembering. I'm going way back now into my thing. I'm going to bring Nietzsche into this conversation, Roger. I forgot to mention it during the podcast. Beyond Good and Evil. Text. Nietzsche is the man.
Well, if you say so. I'm aware of Nietzsche.
Spent a huge chunk of his life in a lunatic asylum.
I was going to say, didn't he suffer from some kind of mental anguish?
Absolutely.
As well?
This whole thing is... The whole of this week's podcast is actually all about mental health.
It's getting quite dangerous now.
No, mental health isn't dangerous. It is actually dangerous. Humans are dangerous. Mm. Look what they... Nature is dangerous. Life is dangerous. The universe is dangerous. Danger provokes courage.
And haven't we just been talking about courage?
No, that's
for the last
that's
two
a
weeks?
Cliche. All right, I'm not trying to borrow all of Chris Brogan's clothes and try them on.
Yeah, don't subscribe to Chris Brogan anymore. Just subscribe to us. This is actually a very, very elaborate plan. to hijack Chris Brogan's entire audience?
No, unsubscribe. Unsubscribe to us. Absolutely. Just go to Chris Brogan and only listen to him. Right? And AJ Leon, by the way. You must listen to AJ Leon. We left him out this week, you know that?
We did.
Did he get any mention? I think AJ, I sneaked his name in once.
Did you?
I don't know.
Yeah. We'll gradually increase the number of people we mention in the podcast, I'm sure. But what... I did have another thought, and it's escaped my brain.
Well, the scone is very good, I have to say. Mm. I'm giving up bread, you see. I've given up bread.
Why?
I'm giving up bread in the month of November, right? I'm giving up alcohol, chocolate, bread, cheese. Tell me something else I could give up. Ice cream. This is what I'm doing.
Is there any particular
reason? The next podcast we do next week will be with somebody in the month of November. I've given up coffee already.
I sensed that. Now, is this a short-term or a long-term thing?
Month of November, purely 1 month.
And why?
It's called detox.
Detox.
Yeah.
Now, correct me if I'm wrong. Do you...
Move out of the way. No problem at all.
You traditionally detox for the month of January, don't you? I'm sure you do.
Look, that is an unfair question. I can't remember what I've done in the past. I'm living in the now, in the moment, right? I have previously done detox in November. I once gave up alcohol for 6 weeks. And I don't, it's not that I have drink all that much, but I did cut out all wine and everything like that for 6 weeks.
And what's the, I can understand why... Well, people would recognise, oh yes, if I give up alcohol for a month, that's potentially good for me. Coffee is another one that people like to give up. Bread is usually associated with people who are trying to lose weight rather than detoxing. I'm curious as to the reason why you're giving up bread.
Well, the reason I'm giving up those is so that I could have all the other things. You know, I'm not giving up chicken. I'm not giving up... I'm not giving up lentils, I'm not giving up vegetables, I'm not giving up all sorts of things I'm not giving up. I'm not giving up ginger beer. So there's a huge long list of things I'm not giving up.
You've just sketched four things with dramatic health benefits that you're not giving up, whereas most people will go, well, if you drink too much alcohol, it's not good for you. If you eat too much chocolate, also not good, too good for you. Bread, again, if you eat too much bread, you put on weight. What else are you giving up? Coffee?
Look, actually, I've had times in my life where I've thought I actually wish somebody would set up an organisation to help people put on weight. There are people, by the way, who don't often get mentioned, who are much too thin for their own good, right? They're much too skinny.
I'm experiencing this right now.
Putting on a bit of extra weight would be no harm for some people, right?
Well, I know somebody, right?
Thank you.
I work all the time and try and get time to eat, really. It's just impossible, really.
Ah, so there you are. There are some people who don't have time to eat.
See? Oh, smoking keeps the weight down. Yes. Yeah, give up smoking and you'll fill out. You'll be more of you. You'll have more substance.
You'll have a warmer winter.
You'll be a longer life.
Winter, yes.
You'll be... And this wonderful man is setting the fire here.
Hmm.
This is very relevant to reviewing the podcast. You know that? Because... all the way I was during the podcast is I was under the influence of the fact that I haven't had coffee for about 5 days. And I did have bread yesterday, but, you know, I'm detoxing from bread. And I did have wine.
But I'm still curious about this detoxing from bread. What's in bread that's bad? You need to flush
out.
Look,
I'm not using good or bad even. I'm just saying I'm giving up these things, right? Mm. Because I'm going to have a life which is informed by the experience and driven by the experience of having given up those things. I have no time for deciding whether bread is good or bad. I love bread. I've even been known to make bread. No, to me it is none of these things. I love wine, as you know. I love.
But then people will be going, well, if you love wine and you love bread, you're punishing yourself.
Punishing. Some people say that anything processed is bad. Anything that's natural is good for you because anything processed has been processed and it's not natural for the body.
But I think a little bit of everything is good for us. Even a little bit of poison has been good for people at times. You know, a little drop of arsenic is no problem at all. A lot of it is a big problem.
Yeah, don't go out and start drinking arsenic.
No, you see, I don't.
The people listening to this.
I know. I'm in a minority.